Your brief yet informative guide about the deep-fried Oreos. Deep-fried Oreos provide a delightful and useful treat for special occasions. This tasty dessert, which features a battered shell and a powdered sugar topping, simply requires a few ingredients. You have definitely at least heard of deep-fried Oreos, whether it was at a neighborhood carnival, an amusement park, or the county fair. Even on the dessert menus at upscale places, I've seen them. Of course, they stand for the pinnacle of dessert indulgence. They are nonetheless good. The finished product contains an Oreo cookie inside that has been deep-fried, topped in what is essentially pancake batter, and sprinkled with powdered sugar. It resembles a beignet or a donut. I find that to be fantastic. Say yes to the ultimate deep-fried Twinkies. Already prepared baking soda in this recipe, Bisquick, a mixture of flour, shortening, salt, sugar, and baking powder, is also required. It is intended to be a straightforward ingredient in dishes such as pancakes, biscuits, waffles, and others. It can be used for a number of things and is fairly useful to have on hand in your pantry. When combined with a few other common ingredients, in this case, provides the perfect batter for deep-fried Oreos. Ingredients: 1 sandwiches-shaped cookies, Oreos. Utilize regular or double stuff. It doesn't seem like there's that much of a difference, does it? 2. You can get any generic Bisquick product, like Bisquick, in your neighborhood grocery store. 3. There are numerous milk options available. 4. I use very large eggs. 5. Vegetable oil and canola oil both work well. Only flavorless oil is required for cooking. 6. Add a final finishing touch of powdered sugar to them. How to make deep-fried Oreos? 1. This method cannot possibly be made any simpler. The particular steps are as follows. 2. The batter's ingredients should be properly mixed in a big bowl. 3. Each Oreo should be briefly dipped into the batter to coat it, then lifted out with a fork and any excess batter should be tapped off. You can gently tap any surplus batter even if you don't want it to completely drip off. 4. Put the Oreo in an oil-filled deep Dutch oven that has been preheated to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. The oil in the pot needs to be at least 3 inches deep to be considered a deep fry. The process gets easier as a result, no less oil is needed. 5. The Oreos should be fried until golden brown, which should take around 3 minutes per side. 6. To cool them off, place them on a dish lined with paper towels. 7. When they have cooled, you can top them with confectioner's sugar. How to store the deep-fried Oreos? Again, I don't recommend making them ahead of time or putting them away for later. Even if they are saved, they won't be as good as they once were. If you choose to save some, simply keep them at room temperature in an airtight jar. Is there any other recipe for making deep-fried Oreos? 1. In a deep skillet or Dutch oven, the depth of the vegetable oil should be 2 to 3 inches. Over medium heat, the vegetable oil must be heated to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. 2. While the oil is heating, mix Bisquick, milk, egg, and 1 teaspoon of vegetable oil in a bowl. 3. A large dish that has been lined with paper towels should be set aside. 4. 3 Oreos should be dipped into the batter, once they are removed with a fork, tap off any excess batter before placing them into the hot oil. 5. For 3 minutes, or until golden brown, fry the Oreo cookies. With a slotted spatula, remove the fried Oreos from the oil and set them on a plate covered in paper towels to absorb any remaining oil. 6. Once the Oreos have cooled and stopped being heated, add powdered sugar to them. What are the best tips to make deep-fried Twinkies? 1. Verify that the oil is at the proper temperature. Before frying, I check that the oil is at the proper temperature with a deep-frying thermometer. The Oreos will become greasy if the oil is too cold, and they run the risk of burning if it is too hot. 2. The batter should completely cover the Oreos. It can be too thin if the batter is poured off the Oreos. If so, gradually add additional pancake mix until a thicker batter forms and adheres to the Oreos. 3. Don't toss the batter away. Don't discard any batter that is left over. You may fry any of your favorite cookies or treats with this dough. You can only eat sugar cookies, chocolate chip cookies, and fried cheesecake. In the end, it would be right to say that deep-fried Oreos / Twinkies are the best to be served for every happy occasion. So, don't wait anymore, and try these delicious delicacies right away.